Simply Done, the podcast network.
Hey, Dan, look, do me a favor. Look at this foot and guess which toe I dropped a 10-foot 2x4 on an hour ago.
I'm going to guess the bigger one.
No, the pinky toe. The big red pinky toe.
That's what I said, the bigger one. The one that looks like it's swollen up.
Yeah, it's all swollen up. It was the pinky toe, but now it looks like a big fat toe.
Yeah.
Remember when you were the toe?
I do, the movie The Toe.
You were the toe.
I was good.
What happened with you and the other piggies? Do you ever, guys ever
nope,
still talk?
I never see those guys. It's funny.
Hey, you know what? What was going on?
What's that?
There's a buzzer around town.
And I think I know why. There's a show tonight and we're feeling the high. You better grab your seats. The show's about to begin.
Because if you missed the first part,
you'll have to see it again. Simply Done.
Simply Dan?
Who, me? Simply Done.
It's a hot tune. Oh, I know. I got a question for you.
What's your question, Mo?
Favorite thing.
You know, that's kind of a hard question to answer. Favorite thing. What
yeah.
do you mean?
What's your favorite thing?
What do you mean, my favorite thing?
When you know, there's all that, all kinds of stuff out there.
Okay, that is such a question that's almost impossible to answer.
Not really. You just got to pick one.
I enjoy having sex.
What?
You know?
Whoa, that's your favorite thing?
You know when those muscles of the vagina start to contract around your penis?
Sure, right.
That's
like
cool, right?
Guy.
Yeah, you know that, right?
Sure, listen, yeah. Well, even, I always go,
by the way, you never talk about women. Are you ever with a girl?
Are you talking about like when you're kissing peepees and stuff?
Yeah.
You know what, Dan, here's the thing. The ladies out there, they're not into Walter. They're into Scaremaster because he's dangerous. They're into Dan's big blue eyes.
Oh.
Then Vince Star, you want to go stargazing with Vince?
Who? I would like to see one person.
All the ladies out there.
They want to stargaze with Vince.
That's the vibe I'm getting from them.
Bad blood.
What happened?
I was singing a little Elton John, Neil Sedaka.
Oh, wow. What else? Who else did Elton John sing with?
Kiki D.
Don't go breaking my heart.
I couldn't if I tried.
If I get restless.
Baby, I'm not your kind.
You know what?
What if they're talking about HIV?
Who do you think Scaremaster's more into, Neil Sedaka or Elton John?
We could ask him when he gets here. I'm batting Neil Sedaka because he's more feminine.
I guess he's Italian.
He's feminine, more feminine.
Well, what did I say?
You said he's Italian.
Same thing, right?
I don't know if it's... Oh, look at this.
Oh, hold on.
What are you doing?
I got a
reason. What are you doing?
Immediately.
Scaremaster, one second. Before you say anything, listen.
We got to start the
first question, Sedaka or John? Sedaka or John?
We were just talking about it. I guess Neil Sedaka because he's more feminine and you're kind of into that kind
and
of
Italiana.
I need to make this announcement.
Perry, the show hasn't even started.
I need to
Perry,
make this announcement.
Perry, stop right now. We got to start the
show. Shut your fucking mouth. I'm starting the show.
Shut up. We got to start the show.
I made an announcement
Perry,
now.
Stop until I start the show.
Start the show.
We can start.
Then I make the announcement.
Okay. But first, Neil Sedaka or Elton John? Which one?
Neil Sedaka. Elton John's gay.
And how about this song?
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Done, the Podcast Network Studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big 3 Podcast. Hey, everybody. It's your old pal, Don.
I'm Mo.
I'm Scary Perry Caravello.
And we've got a great big show today.
That's right. And I have an announcement to make before
Perry,
anything
Perry,
else
Perry,
and
right
together
now.
We are
Perry,
the big...
Big three.
Two and a half.
Okay, stop. Right, Perry, listen to me. Listen to me for 1 second. You don't come into the show and start with this, I got to do this.
Yeah, he did.
He just did. All right, he did, but it's not professional. We'll get to it right away. I promise you. Because, Perry, I want you to be happy today. Today, my goal, and I said this a little bit earlier.
He means gay happy. He means gay happy.
No, I didn't mean gay happy. I meant
no. He said he wants you to be happy, and Scaremaster says he's gay happy. right?
No, he doesn't say that.
I never say that, you
yes,
queen.
Yes, you do.
You're the queen. All right, right
wait,
now.
Perry!
Shut up! I'm reading this, motherfucker!
Perry, you got to stop right now.
Up.
You have to stop.
I
Perry,
hate
stop!
This
Perry.
Announcement Perry, stop. I have to fucking make! I'm making the announcement Perry. Now!
What happened to your face? Oh my God, did you get beat up by straights again, like in Boogie Nights? You were out
shut
the
up!
Pick up,
Perry,
guy,
let
pick
me just
up Chuck.
Do this. You could at least answer the question.
What?
Did you get beat up by straight second Boogie Nights?
I don't think that's what happened.
I got beat up by an Indian. That's where the dot came from.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, my God.
They told me to buy a 7-Eleven, no.
Look at
no.
this.
No. All right, I got a dot on the top of my forehead, and I got a razor cut
okay.
on my nose.
Why'd you get that?
I have never seen anything like this in my entire freaking life.
Bullshit.
Scaremaster.
I went down face first.
Oh, no.
Board.
You went wait down? You went down?
How'd you cut that?
A face plant on my skateboard?
Did,
let me read
let
this.
Me this.
Shut up!
Let me
both
let
of
best
you.
Perry, Perry, you
you're
can't
my
do
best
this.
Friend.
You're no
Perry.
Friend. You're an asshole.
Let
Perry.
Me ask you this. Does your face hurt?
No.
Because it's killing me.
Oh, that's funny.
I hate
that's...
to have to make this.
Perry, would you stop right now? Please. I'm begging you. Please, if you have to make an announcement, I promise you I'm going to let that happen. But you have to bear with me for 1 second. We have to
two,
talk. No, Perry,
three.
Please okay. stop. Okay, that's okay. funny. That is funny. I admit that's funny. That's the Perry character that everybody loves.
They love it. You know, he's got that attitude.
What do you mean that attitude?
The skateboard, like whatever he's doing, if he's in a men's room or he's on a skateboard, he's not playing his face right into something, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Right into the ground, just gets that face right.
Now, here's what's going on. We, again, on August 15th, we're inviting the fans to come for that weekend. Come out to L.A. We've got a very special shoot going on with the money that we earned from the fund anything. I will be honest with you.
Pool party?
We didn't make a lot.
What pool party? Where?
I thought the 16th. Didn't we talk about that last week?
Where?
Over at your pool.
Nobody's coming to my house.
Didn't they have
nobody is allowed at my house! If I didn't invite you, you're not allowed!
Okay, all right, and that's
when,
fair.
When did this happen?
That's
a
fair.
A change of tone suddenly.
Okay, that is fair.
Now it's time for me to read my announcement!
Stop! I have to announce something that's more important than your fucking announcement. We are doing the Big Three podcast right now, and we're talking Big Three news right at the top.
Personal lives and pop culture.
Right, and I'd like to know, first of all, what's going on with your face?
This is what's about.
We'll get to that in just a second then. Okay. Now let me get back to the August 15th. The weekend of August 15th, what we're going to have is we're going to have a little movie or TV show or sizzle reel that we're making. And we wanted to invite all the fans to come out here for that weekend. Now, I originally had planned on the 16th, which is Saturday, to have a pool party over at Perry's house. And
not going to happen.
Okay.
Why not?
Last week you said that you would let that happen.
I never said that.
Okay.
You and him started forcing the fact that, oh, we're going to have a party.
I never interpreted it.
Shut up, you fucking lying cock-sucking fucking big mouth prick.
Okay.
That's all you like to do is fucking twist things that come out of my
mouth. Scaremaster, please.
What, you too.
Okay, what you said last week.
What I said last week, you twisted.
All right, I didn't twist because was there or was there not a party there on Cinco de Mayo with a bunch of
children?
Right.
From another apartment.
Did you not drown a couple of those children?
See, he's twisting things.
Okay, I don't think he twisted, but I thought that you said.
No, I didn't drown.
I remember coming up to you and saying, hey, now that they can have parties by the pool, we should have a party.
No, there's no party.
And I started setting up a party.
I'm not getting involved in getting in trouble.
Why would you get in trouble?
What did you say? Party. That
you got
trouble.
In trouble you when you were on the work on that commercial.
Now, I'm reading this and you're not interrupting me.
Perry, I am not that.
I hate to have to make this announcement.
I told you when I am done with the opening announcements of the show, we can get to your announcement. It seems like it's something important and I want to get right to it. As a matter of fact, look here. Look what I wrote here. Things to do on the show, and it's got a couple things, and then it says, Perry probably will have something he needs to talk about. Instead of doing it like we normally do, let's get to that at the first of the show. And
thank
that's
you.
And that's what I plan on.
Thank
so
you.
Please let me just open the show the way we should, okay?
Thank you.
Can I just ask one question?
Yes.
Why does it matter to you that Elton John is gay, dude?
I'm not interested. I would think that you would appreciate how much money he's raised for the research and cure of AIDS.
Oh, my God.
I'm not interested in that. This has not got nothing to do with this topic.
Well, what, okay, look at his music. Maybe the deepest.
So what?
I can tell you this. My favorite album and my top 10 favorite of all time, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road.
Great albums.
When are you gonna come down?
I don't scare my ass.
Announce this.
When are you going to land? We're gonna get to that in a second. Please, Perry, because right now it's time for a little something where if you want to talk about something that's on your mind with the big three, here's the way to do it during our $10 shout out.
$10 shout out.
All right, now if you've never heard the $10 shout out before, this
I
is
never
where
have.
You know, you've been part of it numerous times.
Oh, I was just playing along.
Okay. Well, you don't need to play
oh
along.
My God.
We're trying to get done with this so Perry can get to his thing.
Got it.
It's very important. Tell him how important it is.
It's a drastic emergency.
Okay, that's
so
how.
Let's just get through these $10 shout-outs.
$10
shout-outs. Shut up, Perry.
Shut up about the $10 shout-outs.
I announced it. I have to do it. If you've never heard the $10 shout-outs before, this is where you, the audience member at home, can join the fun here on the Big 3 Podcast.
And you, the audience member at home, can tell the $10 shout-out guy to wait till I make my fucking announcement.
He's just going to cut it out.
I'm just going to cut that whole thing out. If you don't listen to what I'm going to say.
Then I'm going to leave.
Perry, then leave. Then we end everything. You are so stupid. We're about to open the store and everything. You want to leave now?
About to open the store and everything.
Yeah.
About to open a store that should have been open 30 fucking years ago.
Yes. Yes.
Hey, stupid fuck. How about giving me money to open the store?
Come on,
it comes out of my pocket, you fucking asshole.
It comes out of both of your pockets.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't come out of his pocket.
It should come out of his pocket.
Well, it should come out of your pocket. All right, now. What I'm going to do, if you interrupt me again, I'm just going to cut it out, and nobody gets to hear whatever this announcement is. Do you understand me? So now I'm going to finish it. If you've never heard the $10 shout-out before, this is where you, the fan at home, can join the fun here on the Big 3 Podcast, because this is where you get to send your ideas. Let's say you want to know, hey, what happened to Perry's face? That's horrific. You can write that down, send $10, and you send it to $10 shout-out, care of Don Barris, 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046. I do need to remind people, we are not, and I'm saying we cannot, go through 1,000 $10 shout-outs. And so what we've decided, we're going to do only about 3 or 4, maybe 5 at the most.
Six or seven.
Maybe. But we will announce who sent something in. So I'm telling you, if you don't want to make a donation because we can't send these back. I'm real sorry. It was before we were taking up over half the show. And there's times that we're doing our $10 shout-outs. We could do something else, like maybe if Perry had an announcement to make, we could do that. We have some $10 shout-outs to get to, and why don't we get to those right now?
Okay, everyone, can everyone?
Oh, let me go first, because I see
you're
this.
You're doing great.
This has got something T-shirts in it, and I want to read this, because it looks like we've got some T-shirts here.
In a box.
You can have the box. And it ain't quitting stickers.
Nice.
How about that? Hello, and welcome back, Big 3. I'll keep this short and sweet. Just like Perry's stubby Italian penis when he smothers it in an organic chocolate syrup for his nerd Javajo elder to slurp off during one of their Sunday Bible studies. By the way, didn't you tell me last time we were here that you were going to have some big Javajo from New York come out and give a speech to your congregation?
Yeah, there's an elder in town. What's the problem?
I'm not trying to start a fight. I was just asking about that.
Yeah.
Okay, you claim that you want to become a Jehovah's Witness.
Baptized Jehovah's
Witness.
Yeah,
the bagpipe thing, whatever, the ceremony for that. But what I was saying to you,
there's
a chance for you to talk a little bit about that. What is this?
That's the 100-year anniversary of the organization.
The Brooklyn Bethel.
But how many years 100. Is that in human years?
Probably. I think it's 700 years.
17.
700. because it's 7 years for each.
I know, but like this is like the, it's 100 years, but it actually is represented by like what is
seven. Same thing as a dog's life, because that's how they do it. They do it in their quadruples, Nuff.
Oh, brother.
Like a dog, right, every like 7 years.
It's like 18 years.
All right, fuck it. No. You guys don't. You guys are going to treat me like shit.
No, but it would be 100 years, so it's actual.
No,
Perry, we got to do this.
Figure out the
I'm going to
it,
cut
dude.
It out, and it's not going to work for you. I'm in the middle of a letter from the $10 shout-out. You brought up something because you're a Javajo that's supposed to push the
Jehovah's
religion.
Witness.
It's where Mr. Giant Dog is.
In New York?
Yes. When is this?
In August.
You gonna go to New York to find Mr. Giant Dog?
Is that where they have him? Is this some kind of sick joke?
You're disgusting. Okay?
I'm disgusting. I didn't take Mr. Giant Dog in the. Okay.
All right. Let me finish this $10 shout out. With all greetings aside, I've enclosed some T-shirts that I hope that will be offered for sale in the new Big 3 merchandise store. The two black shirts are for Dan and Mr. Smoke Bolinowski.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, look at this. Oh, what's that say, Mo?
Let me see. It says, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, it's got your
what
address.
What the fuck does it have my address on there for?
I think they're making T-shirts they want to sell. Then they have
These, I've seen these T-shirts. These are very hip. People wear these all over the place, like red carpets and stuff.
Right.
And then people take pictures of them.
Oh, didn't Leto, yes. Jared Leto, didn't he wear one when he won the Oscar? It was underneath his sport jacket.
Yep.
All right. The white T-shirt is for Perry. It will make much more sense to him when he puts it on and stands in front of a mirror. I took a guess at the proper sizes into considerations Don's NFL linebacker-type build, Mole's felt Tour de France-like physique.
Yes.
Hopefully Perry's shirt is large enough to fit his disgusting baboon girth. Always enjoy the new threads. I'll see you boys at the Big 3 pilot filming in August. Kevin Botkol. What is that?
Oh, thanks, Kevin. I really like my shirt.
I love my shirt. Here, did you see yours? They want you to wear this in front of a...
Never.
Why?
Never.
Why?
Never.
What are you saying never for?
HIV backwards?
How can you read backwards? Oh, I know how you read backwards.
Well, it actually says HIV plus. Here, it's yours.
I'm not taking that, and
why?
I don't want it.
Why not?
It's just a sleep in. It's nice just to sleep in.
Yeah, if you...
Sorry.
Pick the fucking thing up, you motherfucker.
He knocked over one of the helmets. Hey, what is that behind the helmet? Is that... Whoa, what is that? ACT? Is that up? Is that ACT?
I think it is.
That was real ACT.
Mole, you want to read another one?
I wish I could.
All right.
Hey, greetings, Big 3. Ever since Perry decided to abandon his loving fans by leaving Facebook and Twitter. Many rumors have been swirling around the internet, but Perry isn't there to address these rumors. It would be easy if Perry would return to Facebook, but until then, we need to do this the old-fashioned way. Please have Perry confirm if the following claims are true. Okay, you ready, Scaremaster?
Go ahead.
Perry's been a member of NAMBLA for 22 years.
Never.
Perry asked a dog's D after Terry Apuzzo dared him to. Perry blew a record setting 18 dudes in one afternoon of days.
Never.
Perry moved from 7722 to 3402. Did you move
those
from
those shirts are going to be destroyed.
Did you move from there?
Yes.
Okay. Perry still owes Dan.
Where are you living now?
In a P.O. box.
Okay.
You're living
Perry
in
still
a
owes Dan 5 Tommy Bahamas.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Shirts,
yeah,
700
does.
Plus 20 years of interest.
No, he doesn't owe interest, just the 5 shirts. And if he ever wants to get out of the system, okay, he better do it.
Scaremaster, true?
Yes.
Perry's a-hole is bleeding lots of C mixed with a little blood. Dimitri Moreland, Perry are engaged to be married.
Never.
The Caramel and Moreland wedding will be held at Arrowhead.
Never.
She didn't follow our order.
Never.
The first 50 fans to show up at Perry's apartment get to stay there during the pilot.
Never.
Perry and RC are actually great friends and
never
still hang out together. Perry has to ask his building manager C-word every week to maintain his low rent.
What?
Oh,
you got to blow somebody to
No, I don't blow anybody.
Okay, that's all they were.
Scary pair of skateboards are made in Taiwan from recycled toothpicks.
My skateboard decks are made right here in Southern California, in Costa Mesa, if you want to know the God's honest truth.
Ah, oh, Costa Mesa.
Perry grabbed Mole's private parts during Sundance because he's secretly in love with Mole.
Never.
Yeah, I think that's true.
I did not originate these rumors. And to be honest, I think one or two of them must be false. But please clear up the confusion. Best regards, Spooky Sammy. Thanks, Spooky Sammy. Nice to hear you.
Okay. We got to do these, Perry. Please. I'm going to get to this immediately.
Were you afraid Spooky Sammy died from being in the hospital?
Dear Big Three, one day shortly after the windy weekend, Perry had me over for a private tour of his place. What?
Who's this?
Excited that a hero invited me over, I hopped in my car and went over to his place right away. As I got there, he got me in the bathroom and abused me. Oh,
lying
no.
Piece of shit.
I saw this copy of Windy City Heat and couldn't help but borrow it. I know it must have been hard for him to do his movie review without it this week, so I'm sending it back. One little problem. When Perry forced the breakup for the Big Three in November, I got upset and kind of broke it. I let my emotions get the better of me. But I'm sure if Perry takes a little super glue, it will all work fine. Thanks, Don, Mole, Vince, yes, even Vince, and Mary Jane for all of your comedy. Perry, fuck you. Yours and dog, MJS. And then it looks like somebody did send you a DVD of Windy City Heat, but it's all cut up.
Hey, I just want to say, I said when Spooky Sammy was in the hospital, thinking that Scaremaster would correct me and say that was Al Hoffman because Al means so much to
Al
Scaremaster.
Al does mean so much.
I can't stand the guy.
You don't like Al Hoffman?
He's an asshole.
Why is he an asshole?
Treats me like shit on Facebook.
How does
Why
he do that?
Why does he treat you like the S word?
What?
How does he treat you like shit?
I don't even want to get into it because of all the stupid shit.
What did
that goes
he do? On. He's a nice
all
guy.
All these fucking people, everybody's a nice guy until they fuck with me.
It doesn't bother me.
Of course, nothing bothers you because.
Thank you, because I'm a little.
Because all you know how to do is fuck with me.
That's true. That's all I do. Go fuck yourself, you ungrateful fuck.
I'm ungrateful?
Yeah, okay. All I know how to do is fuck with you. All right, try to get out of the system without me. Will you read that letter, Mole?
Dear Big Three, I think you should let Vince talk more about telescopes and sky stuff. He is very entertaining, and despite people's jokes, I think he is not boring in any way, shape, or form. Nanu, nanu, Vince Freeman. I mean, Vince F. I mean, Chris Hadfield.
Did Vince?
I don't know.
Try to get out of the system without you. Well, I guess I'm not going to be an actor ever again.
Well, maybe not.
Scaremaster, what's going on? Do you know what?
Because, you know, nobody gives a shit about me anymore.
I do.
I'm your best friend.
Wait a minute. Here's somebody else that does. They're writing you a letter. Dear Mr. Caravello, I come to you humbly to ask for your daughter's hand in marriage. Christina and I are in love, and I want to spend the rest of our lives together. This $10 acts as Christina's bridal dowry. I expect some change. A little about myself. I am a Seventh-day what is this?
Seventh-day Adventist?
What is that?
Adventist?
Yeah, what is that?
That's a religion.
They invent stuff.
If you didn't know, we believe that celebrating birthdays, holidays, and standing up for the national anthem are the best ways to serve the Yahweh? Yahweh?
Yahweh.
Yahweh God?
We're
planning to get married
Jewish.
On June 26th at the Church of Homosexuality. We need your blessing as the father of the bride will be expected to pay the full $138,000 cost of the wedding. All right. I think that was a fake one because they wrote Hugh A. Craig III, and we know that wasn't Hugh A. Craig III. Well, how about reading this? See, that one looks long. Maybe we just give him credit. We were only told that we would read four letters a show, and that one looks really long.
It's tough type, but I'm going to give it a shot. Dear Mr. Perry F. Caravelli, the United States Postal Service has been desperately trying to contact you for the matter of shutting down P.O. Box number 9, Canoga Park, California, due to an absurd amount of hardcore illegal bestiality, bisexual, homosexual, and child pornography magazines being stockpiled at such address. We have sent countless letters to and have not received a reply. P.O. Box number 9, Canoga Park, California, 91305-000 is also a well-known area for HIV, AIDS, transvestite prostitutes,
known
for having anal herpes to congregate. Several men who are post-employees have filed grievances due to being sexually assaulted by a suspect described as 5 feet tall, 300 pounds, oily broom bushel hair.
Shut with the fuck aroma, up.
Spaghetti sauce,
you know this
not
person?
Hot dog water,
I don't
water,
know any
sewage.
Of these fucking
the maniac
creeps.
Wears a garbage bag, a fanny pack, and a pizza box fedora. The pervert watches in the shadows. Then when he spots a letter carrier, he screams like a psychopath, oh, oh, oh. Then ejaculates on only the non-female
what?
Letter carriers as they deliver Mr.
Fuck
Caramello
off.
Smut.
Is that true?
It's not true.
The suspect okay, then waddles they? Towards his terrifying Tim popsicle stick and clumsily skateboards away while oh, belching the AC/DC song Back in Black like a fat Italian pig. The local law enforcement is now involved. Mr. Caramello would be looking at 1,992 days in jail. Lieutenant Postmaster General Harry Butts. It's looks. This is legit. Look at this.
Legit. It does have
that's
the United
legit.
States Postal.
That's legit.
It's a stupid stamp.
How is that a stupid stamp? Look at it.
It looks real.
It's a real deal,
it's a
dude.
Fucking stamp.
Do you want to see it?
Real...
Do you want
to yeah, invest... I've already seen it.
You don't want to see it, then?
I already know what it looks like.
Next one. Hey, Perry, I'm planning to open a day spa near 7722 Reseda Boulevard.
Sweet.
Called Rection Perfection. My spa's looking for a paid celebrity spokesman, and we think nobody can do this role but you. But first, I'd like you to come in for a free treatment. I'll slather your big Canadian bacon nipples with our signature moisturizer. Then I'm going to straddle you and wash all the grease out of that mop on your head. Last but not least, I'll smear massage oil all over your thighs, and together we'll release all that man tension from your loins. It makes me bulge with pride when I think about this opportunity for you, Perry. Let me know. Yours truly, Hugh G. Rection.
Sorry, never happened.
You know, that sounds like it
now
could
let me
be,
let me
Perry,
say something.
We're not done with the $10 shoutouts. All right.
Oh my god. Oh
okay.
my god. Oh my god.
Are you praying right now?
Scaremaster.
No,
master,
I'm not
master,
praying. I'm
master.
Just disgusted with this way.
What does that say?
You're doing great? I'm not doing great. I'm fucking disgusted. You fucking two assholes totally overbear
about?
Me.
Who's told
when I'm
you?
Supposed to be reading this
okay, well,
to start the fucking
well,
show.
You should have told me before we started the $10 shoutouts. You really should have.
I tried!
I don't remember when you
when did
tried.
You try?
Fuck it!
No, if you do it, I'm erasing it. It's pointless for you even to do it.
I'll read this one.
All right.
Nice big type. Thanks. Hey, Perry, it's your boy, Dimitri Moreland. Thanks for inviting me to be part of the Big Three series in August. I will be there in full force. And not only will I be stealing the scenes when we're on the set, but I'll be stealing your hard runner off of it. I expect us to have several hot and steamy love scenes together, and afterwards, all nude pool party at your apartment complex should be a blast.
Wait a
I'm
minute.
Looking
you
forward to having
a
not
sex with the fans.
Gonna fucking happen!
The pool, blowing a few loads on them.
Oh my fucking!
Will there
why
be
do
a
I
sleepover?
God.
Obviously,
no
I'll be staying over
at my house.
I'll sleep in your bed
if you're
together.
Not invited.
But I think it would be cool
one,
if the fans all brought
no
their sleeping bags.
Then stop,
on
Perry.
The floor.
At all.
Perry.
Two.
Perry,
three.
Stop.
If you tell me to stop again, I'm done with the show.
Stop.
Goodbye.
If you leave, you're done with everything. Let him finish the letter.
And it's from your number one fan, okay? It's from your number one fan, Dimitri.
He's not my number one fan. He's my number one queen bee.
He loves you.
Yeah, like the rest of these queers.
Yeah, but you and him have something special.
He likes you.
I'm sorry to hear that your anus has been bleeding when you go in for surgery and get that rectum sewn up. Tell him to put in a few extra stitches and to tighten things up for your good pal, Dimitri. Because I want that A to clamp down on my shaft like a vice grip, and I won't be satisfied until you drain every last drop of C from my bees. And S is running down your thighs for weeks. Love to meet you, Moreland. Sounds like you're going to be sore.
All right.
I'm not making my announcement. Fuck all of you.
Wait a minute.
Why
you're not making the announcement now? If you knock anything...
I'm retiring!
Sit down! All right, we're cutting all this out. We're cutting all this out. We're cutting all this... Perry, do me a favor. Perry, listen. 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 Perry,
what do you mean?
Settle down. Settle down, Perry. Settle down.
Get the fuck out of my life!
Settle down.
You want to read this? You read this!
No, Perry, I want you to sit down for a minute. Everything's fine.
Nothing's fine!
What's the matter, dude?
We're just going to get to these $10 shout-outs, and then we'll get to this. Here, pull your mic over and be careful because you threw them all over the stuff on the table. Pull the mic over to you carefully. All right. Now put the headphones back on and we'll get this going. Why are you getting so upset today? It's a beautiful day in Los Angeles, California. Come on, Perry.
Why do you get sad sometimes?
Because I demand respect. Do I get it?
Yes.
Never.
You're still part of the show. When you asked to do the show again for us to do something for you, we did it. I think that's pretty respectful.
I got a question.
Shoot.
No fucking question from you, you big fucking mouth. I got a question. How about I read my fucking mouth?
How about let us finish the $10 shout-outs, then you'll get that. Go ahead. Ask your question.
Scaremaster, do you still want to do the big three? You still want to do the project? Or you act like you don't really want to be here.
I don't want nothing to do with you guys
anymore.
We're
only here because you want to be here.
I'm only here until I get out of the system.
Okay.
Get me out of the system. When I get out of the system, then I can move forward.
Give me my 5 Tommy Bahama shirts.
You'll get your 5 Tommy Bahama shirts.
All right, let me read on to this other $10 shout-out. Dear Big Three, I'm writing this $12 shout-out to express how disgusted I am by Perry. Uh-oh, this doesn't sound good. Anytime someone brings him up and Randy Callahan swapping orgasms or is ruining a Windy City Heat sequel by suing
what?
Jimmy Kimmel, Perry always says it was a long time ago. Yeah, you do say that.
So what? It's old news. I don't even want to go into that fucking news anymore.
Well, okay.
I made a mistake, okay? Move forward.
Thanks for clearing that up, dude.
You know that it was an even longer time ago than both those things put together, that the old lady driving on the wrong side of the freeway. Yet for some reason, Perry still uses that excuse for scamming the government. Doesn't
scamming the government, huh?
That's what they're saying here.
Scamming the government.
I think that the
you want me to get into that fucking matter?
I think that people believe that for some reason that you scammed the government. Didn't they say that there was an actress that played the
it's
victim?
A real event that happened to me, huh?
I'll
go into my fucking event if you want
Perry,
me to.
Perry, I don't.
Fucking months in the hospital.
I believe
3
you.
3 weeks
Stop!
In a fucking coma.
All right, I'm stopping it right there.
And I'm starting this right the fuck now.
Then I'll cut it out.
And if you
I'll
cut it out,
out I'll
I
cut
end
it.
The big
hey, Perry,
three.
Perry, we got to finish
this. Like
this is my announcement.
Perry, stop right
show.
Now.
Let me ask you.
Are
this
you guys
cut out.
Can go fuck the big three?
The whole thing's
whoa.
Cut out. The whole thing's cut out. Let me finish the letter. We're almost done here, and then we'll get to this.
Scaremaster.
Okay? Mimol has a question. What are you doing?
Can I quickly just make one quick
announcement? Oh, you're holding me
up. Make one quick announcement.
You're doing great sign up again. Go ahead, yes.
Just that one quick announcement, okay? Outside of the $10 shout outs and Scaremaster's announcements. When people come out for the pilot shooting in August, not that we're going to shoot a pilot, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When people come out.
It's not going to be like a guy that right off the airplane that we put him on a post.
Right.
Yeah.
I want to find out if there's any interest in anyone going out mud shark fishing. During that week.
Well, let's find out on the internet if people are interested.
And just go out and do a little mud shark fishing.
That'd be great.
Everybody let me know.
I wouldn't mind going. Perry, you want to go mud shark?
Thank you.
Okay, let me finish this letter.
See if we can get a boat.
Doesn't Perry's clinically retarded religion say that the United States is evil? Doesn't him accepting money from it spit in God's face? Since when is he being unintelligent, lazy Italian cone is disability worthy of taking money from the honest taxpayers anyway? This is your last chance, Perry. Knock it off and be a man. Don and Mole, kick ass. Your fan, D. Dula. P.S. Whatever happened to Mole trying to sound more Italian by changing his name to Tony the Barbarian?
Well, I'm really starting to shift more into just really being the Tony Barbera, and you know, I just
how's that?
I think I could grow into that role. I think I throw off this whole facade and really kind of embrace that. And, heck, I just or do I or well, I don't know. Do I stay true to who I am?
I don't know. That's a question you'll have to ask yourself.
This is
where
I need advice from Scaremaster, but he's very wrapped up in his own head right now.
Look at how quiet he is. You know, it's like we're almost like the baby's asleep.
Scaremaster, what should I do? Your advice.
I don't give a fuck.
You're a wise man. Should I be Tony Barbieri or Mole?
Be whoever you want to be.
Wow. So like if a guy that came up to you and said, I'm gay, what would you say?
I'm not gay.
No, I'm gay. Let's say someone came up to you and said, hey, Perry, I want your advice. I'm gay.
You're gay, man?
No, I'm not gay. I'm just doing a thing. I'm gay. What's your advice to me? Same thing as Tony. What's your...
Barbieri.
Yeah.
Barbieri.
What are you asking?
So would you say the same answer? Be what you want to be?
No, I'm asking you, what are you asking? You're gay. So?
So what should I do?
Get help.
You know, what kind of help?
Get professional help.
Like what kind of professional help would I
need? I don't know. Go see a psychiatrist.
Because you think it's like a mental illness?
It's definitely mental.
Really? Why?
Now.
Wait a minute. Don't. I'll cut it out. Why is that?
It's not natural.
What about mud shark fishing?
I'm not interested in mud shark fishing.
Let me ask you a question, Scare Master.
I have something to read.
And if you read
it
now.
It's important.
And if you read it now.
And if I read it now.
We got to finish
it. It's not going to get cut out. You want to know why it's not going to get cut out? Because I demand.
I want to know why.
It's
in
the fucking show.
If you read it, it's going to be cut out. He just did.
This is my announcement.
If you hold on. We will get to this right after we do the $10 shout outs.
I'm a lady. I'm reading this one.
Okay, go ahead.
Hello, Perry. You may not know me, but I'm a high-ranking Javajo. If they don't spell Javajo right, they spell Jehovah. Witness Elder. My name is Elder Barry. I have noticed that you have not been following our rules, and I would like to remind you of them. One, get divorced unless the reason is adultery. Perry divorced Dolly, his one true love, even though she was faithful. Again, he writes Jehovah, but it's Javo.
It's Jehovah.
Well, that's what they write, but it's Javo.
It's Jehovah.
Witnesses are not allowed to be part of a toast. Perry toasted to Windy City Heat with Paisano wine.
Did he?
No singing holiday songs. Perry sang happy birthday to Dan just a few weeks ago. No wearing revealing clothing.
Forced.
Perry wears revealing V-neck Scary Perry skateboard t-shirts that show off his cleavage. You cannot date a non-believer. Perry dated Terri Ann Fluzzo's feet.
You hear what happened to Terri Ann Fluzzo? She broke her hip. Her
pelvic bone.
Pelvic bone.
That's
What's
it. At that age, when that happens, that's it.
They put her to sleep?
She's doing okay.
Her only hope is that cocoon pool at this point.
Have you fucked her since she broke it?
I'm not even. I haven't even been able to visit her.
Why?
Because I don't have the fucking money to go see her.
Oh, maybe from these $10 shoutouts, you'll get it.
Why don't you dress like an orderly and sneak in?
Great idea. God. Why don't the three
Boxing
of us.
And fighting. I like it.
The three of us hang out.
No, thank you.
And then you go in while we're watching the, like, let's say the cart that we bring in there.
Oh, but then there's a mix-up, and someone goes, "Thank God you're here, doctor," and they pull us in the surgery, and suddenly we're performing overhead surgery on somebody.
You're sick.
What would you do if they did
that? Okay, scalpel. And they go, scalpel. And they go, sponge. And they go, here's sponge. And I go,
you're not funny, asshole.
And SpongeBob SquarePants comes, what?
You're not funny.
Why would you say that?
Because you're an asshole.
Why?
He's trying to respect this person, all right? I respect Terry a lot.
So do I.
Okay, no suggested dancing in public. Perry sexually danced with the Nicholas brothers during the Windy Weekend.
Yeah, he did.
Boxing and fighting sports are not allowed. Perry lost the fight to William Randolph Hearst.
Crazy.
Third during the anniversary weekend of Windy City Heat. No bad language is allowed. Perry uses hate speech as part of his regular everyday life. No joining non-organizations. Perry's a proud member of NAMBLA. You cannot be homosexual.
I'm not a member of the fucking...
You cannot be homosexual and a Javajo Jehovah Witness.
I'm not
Perry
a gay...
Perry has committed many gay acts throughout his entire life.
You're
P.S.
a lying
You're right, Dan
shit.
Barney. Even us elders at Kingdom Hall like to giggle behind Perry's back about what a nerd he has become. Thanks for the Craigslist Corvette, Walter. Oh, me and my sister, Sonny Ling, have been doing donuts in it all weekend. Love Elder Barry. That's the real deal, man. That's legit. Look at
it's
that.
It's not real.
That's
it's
the real
bullshit.
Deal. That, look at it. That's
it.
It
is real. It definitely is real.
That's it.
All right, let me get this one. This is a quick $10 shout out. I just want everyone to know I love the big three, and I hope you keep on forever. Now, here's a quiz. Which of these sayings that Perry will respond to almost any question asked to him, Perry does not use on a regular basis? Okay. First response from Perry. Why can't we move on and move forward? Okay. B. It happened a long time ago.
Oh, that's a good one.
C, it's none of your fucking business.
Ugh.
Or D, pull out that cock ears and let me suck it. Now, one of those Perry does not say.
I can't.
The last one.
No.
What was the last one?
I'm not saying it.
Oh, D.
Thank you.
Pull out that big cock ears and let me suck it.
That's the one you say?
I'm not going to talk like that. I'm not gay.
Right, you know, let me ask you this. What would happen if you were gay? Do you think
you'd be the most popular dude on the strip?
Did you come to the Gay Day Parade recently?
You know what? Can I say where I think Scaremaster would be if he was Scaremaster? You know what I think? straight to Fire Island. You run the hottest club on the beach. Here we go. Oh, my God. This is oh, my God. Dear Big Three, I'm writing to you guys today to plead for Scare Master's help. I work at a hospital near one of the extreme sports parks in my town, and I've taken notice of an alarming increase in rabid dog bites at the half pipe. Hoping to get to the bottom line, I discovered the local skate shop started carrying terrifying Tim skateboards and could barely keep them in stock. To my horror, shit. I realized that all of the young victims of these vicious dog attacks are owners of terrifying Tim skateboards. I think you guys know where this is going. Perry, I'm offering you this $10 and begging you to remove the Jabberwock curse you've placed upon terrifying Tim skateboards. Wow. I know you have an insatiable lust for murder and you hate freedom and for these kids to have the right to choose terrifying Tim's superior all-American skateboards, but I just can't stand to see another innocent child mauled by a dog to satisfy your petty desire to flaunt the dark powers of the Jabberwock. I want St. Bernard to open the pearly gates for you when you die, not refuse you entry for being responsible for permanently disfiguring kids. Please, Perry, do the right thing. P.S. My uncle is a major Hollywood executive. You might be able to help you get out of the system. I'll speak with him and see if there's anything you can do to get out of trouble. Sincerely, Dr. Brandon Callahan.
Oh, my God.
Callahan.
This one is weird as hell. It says Perry F. Caravello, CDC number 69-69-69, San Quentin State Prison, San Quentin, California, 94974. But here's what's weird. Look what it's dated, Mole. Real quick, will you read that date? Read it into the mic, please.
September 7th, 2021.
From Perry Caravello, 2021. Dear Perry, this is Perry F. Caravello writing to you from the future.
What?
Bill Gates invented a time-traveling email machine in the year 2018, and that's how I can write to you from the future. You gotta believe me. I went from being in the system to being in the prison system. I thought trying to convert Lisa Brando to a Jabberwock. Who's Lisa Brando?
Marlon Brando's illegitimate daughter.
Really?
Yeah.
You like her?
Do you like her?
She's a nice person.
You know her?
Yeah, yes.
The Jabberwocks.
I thought trying to convert Lisa Brando into a Jabberwock witness and marrying her was my ticket out of the system. But taking someone against their will is abduction, and forcing them to do something is considered rape. I'm in prison for life. I got no one. Tom Brennan left me after he endured a three-way homosexual marriage with JQA and Dimitri Moreland.
No fucking way.
They have a gay sex orgasm every day.
You guys are disgusting.
I'm reading what it fucking says here.
I know.
I'm reading what it says. Mole went to vent the Corvette boat.
Energy killer.
And used for mud shark fishing. He's a gazillionaire. And Don was elected president of the show business. And I'm stuck in prison. 2014 is here. And here is my $10. It's all I have. I have this $10 hush money. When I got in trouble with the warden, he had to suck him off for trying to kiss Luke Perry. Oh, my God. This just goes on and on.
Okay, we got
stupid.
Okay, yours truly, Perry Caravello, former actor, former comedian, former skateboarder, and former rock and roll enthusiast. Here's our last one.
Nice to hear from Perry from the future. You know, Perry from the future. Hey, Perry, I'm telling you now. Tighten it up, buddy. Tighten it up.
Well, can I read?
We're almost done with the $10 show.
I got one. Hey, Perry. Hey, man. It's your fellow half-Italian Dino Robinetti here again. Remember me? My cousin Robbie cleaned up the bathroom of your set of Windy City Heat after you blew it up with your massive S-word. I'm ready to congratulate you on your awesome shopping at Costco. It's always intelligent to buy your food in bulk, especially when you live in the government dole like we do. I just want to fight all the tax-paying citizens who make fun of our fake disability scams and get on you
for
eating your choice filet mignon. Sure. They're just jealous because they didn't think of it first. We get our next check. Let's meet up at Denny's and see who can eat the most grand slams in one city and then take dumps together. They only have one toilet in there, so because you're the big star, I'll let you take a dump in the toilet. Well, I'll take mine in the sink. I always ask in the sink at the receipt of Denny's because I know you take dumps there all the time. I don't want to get AIDS from your toilet seat.
I don't.
I've only been caught twice. Anyway, give me your home address so I can meet you at your place after we get paid. Can't wait. And can bet I'll be praying to the holy dog every day for it. Your fellow half-Italian Dino Robinetti.
And that was today's $10 shout-out.
$10 shout-out.
Now.
Is that a phone call?
It's announcement time.
Wait a minute. Hold on. There's a phone call.
It's announcement time.
Perry, let's do this. Let's take the announcement right after the phone call. We got to take the phone call right now.
You don't want to be distracted. Yeah.
Is that okay? right after the phone call. Or would you send that call through for us, please?
Hello, young lovers. Guess whom?
Mr. Adams.
What's the matter?
What's the matter, Mr. Adams?
Well, truth be told, I'm down. And not just DTF down. What I've got, they used to call the blues.
I think they still do.
Why are you so down?
Well, I'll tell you, I've pretty much been hammered this week. And no, not the good kind of hammered, like when two teenage lacrosse players are doing it. No, I've got some bad tidings.
That's why you got to check the date on the package of tidings so you don't get bad ones.
Yes. Yeah. Hilarity, Walter. Hilarity. Hilarity. Listen, I hate to bring everyone down, but it looks like, hold on to your fedoras, beef eaters are dead.
Oh, no. What happened, Mr. Adams? Oh, first tell everybody what beef eaters is so they know.
As if they didn't know. Beef Eaters menswear was my ticket out of here. But now, as feared, our name got us in trouble with both the gin distillery as well as the Royal Guards, blast it all. But Perry, let me ask you. You liked the shorts, didn't you? You liked the Beef Eaters shorts, didn't you? They were the nicest shorts you've ever crammed your bottom into.
Perry loved them.
Tell everyone how wonderful and fashionable, how super hot they were. Tell us, Kim, how much you loved them. The hottest shorts. Tell them.
I don't want to wear shorts that say Beef Eaters on my ass.
Yeah, well, you're a regular Perry Yellis of fashion. Perry Yellis, that's like Perry Yellis. Get it? Anyway.
Oh, my God. I'm not a happy camper right now.
We did have the option of changing the name. They did give us the option of changing the name from Beef Eaters. What do you all think of the name Hot Meat Chewers? Put that in the back of some shorts.
No, it just doesn't ring. Thank you.
I am sorry. I am in the dumps.
Well, you've already said that a couple times, man.
Scaremaster.
No, I'm in the actual dumps. That's where I go to play around in hobo camps with desperate men. Speaking of which, Perry, may I ask, have you spoken to my Tommy lately?
You know what? You should be in jail, you fuck.
Listen. Here's what's what. Here's what's up with Tom Brennan and I. I don't know where the two of us fell apart, but I have heard not a whimper from him in a dog's age. No offense to your religion, Scaremaster. No offense. Just
I do. When you raped him, motherfucker. That's when it fell apart, when you fucking
raped him. You should send him arrangement.
I'm not sending him shit.
Well, that's a nice idea. That's a nice idea, but I think I know the problem. I think I know where Tommy and I have fallen off. I've gone and gotten chubby. too many little laddie meat pies for Johnny.
What?
No, come on. I saw a picture of you on Facebook. You look great, for God's sake.
Let me ask all of you. Since the last time you saw me, do I look chunky or hunky?
Hunky.
I don't know anything about you. I'm not even on the internet anymore.
Okay, listen. Desperate times call for desperate measures, and I think I have an idea that will work for us. It will work for all of us. It will make me look young and sexy.
Yeah, it's called Get Me Out of the System, and let's get Windy City Heat 2 happening.
And also, put a couple of shillings in one of your pockets.
Would you like to hear my plan?
Who would like to hear it?
I want to hear the plan. Let's hear the plan.
Well, I'll tell you. Let me tell you. The lovely Nikki Perez gave me this idea for a plan. Who's ready?
I am. Go ahead.
And I got a little help from Wolfie's old nemesis, Dickie Barrett, on this one.
Hey, what are you talking about, that cocksucker? Fuck him.
All right, limber up. We're going for a wild ride. Ooh, get the whips out. I guess I should have known by the way you didn't phone and the emails and text messages stopped. See, Tom's the kind of person that loves making out after I've given him a date rape lollipop. I know this might be dumb. I've got a pocket full of pound notes, and I know someone who sells something I can use.
Listen here, pal.
So on Saturday night, Mo can make it all right, because he says, Quincy,
what do you gotta lose?
I'm buying a little Mo Corvette. That's right.
All right.
Tom and I will hit the gas. A little mole Corvette. I'll give my Tom some love that's gonna last.
Bullshit.
I guess I should have listened to Perry when he told me Tom's not a man's man and he's never going to be. See, Perry felt a little ill when he saw all the pictures of Tom Brennan making hot date rape love with me. Believe it or not, I started to worry. I wondered if I was too high class.
You're sick.
So on Saturday night, I'll just do what feels right and drive right up Tommy's tight underpass. I'm buying a little mole Corvette. I hope this doesn't sound too crass. In my little mole Corvette.
You need to go to jail, motherfucker.
I'll jam my stick shift in his little boy gash. Oh, and look at that. Look what it is. It's the Nicholas brothers, and they're driving little Corvettes. Oh, they've got their tank tops. Matching racing flags on them. Yes. Daisy Dukes. A lover like me is just so good, I ought to be in jail. It sounds lovely, but I've never actually been.
Oh, you're in jail.
So take my money, Walter. Give me the keys. I'm going to win Tom back with my hot red love machine. My little mole Corvette. Tell me, am I moving too fast? Little mole Corvette. Remember when the podcast used to be on Jash? Little mole Corvette. Tommy, you're going to go down.
Going to go down.
My little mole Corvette. Because if you don't, I'm going to drug you. And then I'm going to go to town. Right to town. And pound, pound, pound. Into the ground. I won't slow down. I'm moving too fast. Tom needs to find some love that's going to last. Ooh. Yes. Ooh. Tom, you've got a...
Hey, rapist! Hey, you fucking
Tom,
rapist!
You've got a tush like I've never seen.
I swear to God, motherfucker, I'm gonna find your ass, and I'm gonna put
Except
your
that
fucking...
Time,
I'm gonna put your fucking big fucking mouth in that fucking...
That time...
In that fucking that fat ass in jail, you cocksucker! I'm gonna fucking
a beefy
put
to short, short, short jeans.
You fuck.
Tommy, you've got to go fast too. In my little mole Corvette, I need some love. I need some love. That's going to last. Come on out here, Nicholas Brothers. Look at them circling around, doing donuts, in their Daisy Dukes. I refuse to slow down. Mole Corvette. And the boys are playing and they've got their Daisy Dukes. Going to pound Tom into the ground. Woo! Yes, my little mole Corvette.
Hey, Parrot, suck my cock!
Okay, now tighten those jeans.
Lick my ballsack, Parrot!
Whoa. Ooh, it's really a lot of high notes in this one. Little mole. Is everyone dancing, or am I just sitting here in a hobo camp by myself, spinning around? And there they go, and driving off into the sunset in their little mole Corvette.
Now I'm reading this, and you can all kiss my ass.
Well, that certainly went on a little longer than myself and Nicky Perez would have imagined. But thoughts. All.
I thought it was great. I'm going to tell you the truth.
Listen. I know the only prince I usually want coming out of my mouth is that ginger Harry, but what the heck?
Yucky.
Oh. Like you don't enjoy a hot, wet prince. Please. I mean, we all know when a prince gets really wet, do we not?
Yeah, when he's a reigning monarch. Reigning monarch.
Indeed we do, Walter. Indeed we do. And we'll never be royals.
Lord, no. That's a Lord joke. A Lord joke. That, like that lady who sings royals.
Dudes!
My Mr. Adams. I got to tell you, the Nicholas brothers just seem to wear the Daisy Dukes a lot.
They think they're their only pants since laundry day. We just did a Lord joke to wrap that up. That was terrible.
Mole, can you just...
Mole,
just for a second. Perry has been dying to do something.
I know, but a Lord joke.
Well, Perry's been dying to do this. Let's let him get a chance. Now, this is an announcement. Do you want? Do you want us to give you some kind of fanfare music going into it?
I'm doing the announcement right now.
We'll do
it
like that, but why don't you introduce him? Can I bring up Dan to bring you up?
Go ahead.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you know this next guy. He's one of the hottest comics out there, the hardest working guy on the strip. This guy is the Lou Gehrig of stand-up comedy, ladies and gentlemen. Been every night closing up the Comedy Store for over 75 years.
That's a little long.
He's 22 years young this year, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know how the math works, but somehow this wildcat makes it happen. You've seen him warming up for the one of the Jimmy
All right.
No. Jimmy Show.
Tell him what show I do.
Jimmy Kimmel Live. You've seen him the Ding Dong Show every Monday night. He works tirelessly to put together. He runs an empire of a podcast network. Please put together everybody's pal, Dan Barney, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Mole. Thank you very much for the nice words.
Thank you. Hey, it's my pleasure to say such nice words.
We are here on a big day because we have an announcement to be made by my old friend from the Big Three podcast days, the Big Three days, the Windy City Heat time. But first, I want to know this. How many people out there like to fuck by a round of applause?
Whoa, everybody likes that stuff.
Everybody's having a good time.
Pink training up the tummy tunnel.
That's one way of looking at it. I just wanted to ask people tonight, I need you to get kind of a serious mood because if I'm not mistaken, Perry's been trying to get to this and we had a couple things we had to do before this, but now I think is the time.
You said doobie.
What did I say that?
You said a couple things we had to do before. Doobie. Doobie. You said doobie.
Whatever.
I did. I didn't even know.
They don't call them doobies anymore.
No, they don't. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, people smoke like one hitters and glass pipes and vaporizers.
So the point is that coming up now with a very important announcement, ladies and gentlemen, can you give a nice hand for the guy that they call the Scare Master, the king of Friday night comedy, Perry Caravello. Perry F. Caravello. His publicist, Tom Brennan, says he's one of his favorite clients ever.
John Quincy Adams, love his soul.
John Quincy
soul partner.
Adams can go soul shove man. It up his ass.
Of course.
I think that's what he's trying to do.
I know.
Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection is at a place in the world that is just, it's going to be shooting bullets very soon. Ladies and gentlemen,
can I talk about some of the things that I like?
No, I don't need to hear you.
Well,
there's
a lot of stuff.
Shut up!
I think you're...
I need things to read here.
You're a snowboarder.
Let me introduce
you're a snowboarder.
A skateboarder, actor, comedian. He was a skateboarder
We gloss over these things. As an actor, your influences are Ivan Marcardo from the Van Mar Academy, who taught you a lot of great stuff about acting. When you get out there and you act, you make things look easy.
Mole, can I just say one thing? I think we're going a little too long. I want to introduce him because Perry is going to announce his retirement from the skateboard industry.
He is. He's retiring from skateboarding.
Terrible fall
on his face with the broken neck, two operations.
Dan, you're announcing right now that Perry's
I'm going to announce Perry, and then he's going to make the announcement.
But you're announcing that he's going to be announcing that he's retiring from skateboarding.
He just announced it. He's going to be retiring from skateboarding.
That was my speech.
Here he is. Perry, what were you? I'm sorry, I interrupted you. What were you saying?
No, go ahead.
Here he is, my friend, a guy that I've learned to love, whose face looks horrific right now, and his hairline ain't looking that good either. But, ladies and gentlemen, this is Perry F. Caravello.
But does this mean that he's
all right, guys?
Does it mean he's not going to skateboard anymore?
I don't know. This is my.
Can you still sponsor skateboard?
Yeah, it's what
you can
that's
still
what
have
I'll
you
do.
Sell them?
I'm going to still sell.
What do you mean?
I'll still sell decks and T-shirts.
But now you're a has-been in the skateboard business. Why would anybody want to buy a skateboard from you? Hi, everybody. I'm Wolfie.
Hey, Wolfie.
I ask the questions that are tough to beat.
All right. I hate to have to make this announcement, but it's only being done to what happened to me yesterday or the day before yesterday.
I already announced it.
Now, I was skateboarding at Pedalo Skate Park near my apartment, and yes, I did do a face plant. I'm a celebrity that needs to keep my handsome face.
That's right.
For when I get out of the system rather than a broken nose and a black eye.
Why don't you like
black eyes? Or have a black eye, you know?
I know, I understand, but why do you have to be racist right
I'm not
now?
Being racist, you fucking
why
idiot.
Are you black about being a black
eye.
Guy?
Black eye, E-Y-E.
I like to think that you're better than that.
Black E-Y-E, durr, you fucking idiot.
It's not fair.
So I'm not. Hey, so I'm announcing my retirement
shirt?
From skateboarding.
Where do you want me to put this shirt?
In the trash.
You don't want this VHI?
No.
VIH? Excuse me. You don't want this VIH? VIH?
Yes, I will keep my boards because I may leave my retirement.
Scaremaster.
I might leave my retirement this week or if not
Scaremaster.
When I
Scaremaster.
Turn 51, but who
Scaremaster.
Knows?
When do you turn 51?
November.
What are we going to do for your birthday?
You're not doing shit for my birthday because I'm going to be out of town.
Why?
Because it's not, I don't believe birthdays. I don't celebrate birthdays.
Let me
birthdays.
Ask you, we're recording this on Friday the 13th. Do you believe in that?
It's another day,
do
okay?
Do you celebrate it?
I don't celebrate nothing.
Do Javajos believe in the Friday the 13th?
We believe Friday the 13th is a day of the week, of course.
You believe in the movie,
no,
though?
It's
you
not
believe
a,
in the movie?
It's a date, not a day of the week, when you officially
oh,
say
God.
It.
Look, Friday the 13th is a
you,
date.
Were you still jumping into a movie. Were you still dropping to a half pipe?
Not anymore. He retired. Didn't you just hear the announcement that he's in the middle
announcing
of?
Announcing the retirement that you won't let me finish announcing.
Let him finish, Mo. Give him a chance.
Don't you only get a fraction
so
of the pension?
So this means a sign. This means a sign telling me to stop. Here you go. I'm going to give you all these because I have a long version. Oh, well yeah.
That's not what she said.
My Windy City Heat review.
Okay. Should we get right to that then? Do you want to do Perry's movie time?
Yeah.
You ready to do this, Mo? This might be the greatest movie review in your life. Last week, as you know, the bosses upstairs said they want you to do at least one more Perry's movie time. And this is it. It's time once again for Perry's movie time.
It's Perry's movie time. It's Perry's movie time. Perry's movie time.
This is scary. Perry. Doing movie time. The movie that I'm doing this week is the movie that I starred in, of course, called Windy City Heat, The Perry Project. Windy City Heat is supposed to be a movie about a Chicago sports PI, Stone Fury, played by the me, rescuing Ernie Banks' pants and William the Refrigerator Perry's refrigerator. Plus, there's a big-breasted babe in there named Jiggly Wriggly in the film. To be my sexual love interest. But I have to drink a protein shake made out of a bunch of disgusting stuff that made me sick. This movie is to show Hollywood they can fuck with me, but they can't stop me. But I won't give up.
Wait a minute, that's what the movie was about?
Yeah, it's about fucking with a guy named Scary Perry Caravella.
Who did that?
You and him?
I didn't.
Whatever. And I'm not giving up, all right?
Who do you play?
Stone Fury. Stone Fury.
Ask
I said Stone Fury. I'm here to make my career. Did I know it? It was a spoof? Excuse me. That's for me to know and for you guys to find
Wait
out.
Wait a minute. You're saying that you are
I knew some of it and I knew
You that knew that it was a spoof.
Some of it, but
I don't
not
think
all
it was
it.
A spoof at all. That movie would have never happened if it wasn't for Jimmy Kimmel.
And you guys.
No. We came out, and Jimmy Kimmel said, this is funny. The behind-the-scenes stuff is funnier than the movie itself. And that's what happened.
Right.
So was it a spoof? I don't know what a spoof is.
Well, the trophy tells you, did I know about it or not? Let's see. I was told this script was tossed around Hollywood, and when I heard about it, I only wish I could. I got it. Guess what? I did. When it turned into a behind-the-scenes film...
Wait a minute. Hold everything. You were saying that you had heard about this script going around Hollywood
yeah.
that was Windy City Heat.
Well, not they didn't say the name of it.
They've been chopping that thing forever, for like 57 years, ever since Louis Zamperini was first brought home from the war. Wait, what movie are we talking about?
Windy City Heat.
Oh, I'm broken.
Okay.
He doesn't know what he's talking
you
about.
You really heard about that script going around? Is that true, or are you just saying that for the review?
I'm what I was told.
Who told you that?
People.
Hey, Jane.
Who are the people?
Ivan Marcota was one of them.
Ivan Marcota told you that?
That there was a script going around Hollywood, and I checked things out, and then all of a sudden, here's the idea.
You got that tip from Marcota.
Yep.
The whole thing comes around.
Yep.
Marcota's the first one who told you about Stone Fury.
He didn't tell me about Stone Fury.
He told you about the script.
He told me about a movie that's going to turn into a big spoof.
Dan.
He told you that.
Yeah.
I think you're lying.
Well, that's what I got. Where am I?
Let's see. You know, you were supposed to tell a little bit about the movie.
Then it turns into a behind-the-scenes film because Kimmel thought it was better than what we shot. I thought it was funny after I was all spliced and put together, but I would...
Perry, can I just ask a quick question, please?
Do you get
mind?
The part where you beat the guy?
What are you talking about? You were supposed to do this, and you were supposed to talk about your feelings on things. You're not talking about your feelings.
Pop culture and personal life.
You're not talking about anything. How'd you feel about the movie, honestly? From your heart, did the movie change your life?
Yeah, it turned me into a fucking asshole.
Really? Would you prefer it didn't happen? To look back, do you wish that never happened?
I wish I got a movie that gave me respect rather than me look like a fucking buffoon.
But would you say that you're a good actor?
I wouldn't say I'm a great actor.
Would you say you're closer to being a terrible actor than you are a good actor?
I'll give myself this credit. I'll say I'm a good actor, like about a 6, maybe a 7.
Perry.
1 to a 10.
All right.
Yeah, he's still working on his craft. That's how he knows he's good, because he knows he's always still working on his craft. He knows as good as he is,
he does nothing.
There's always room to get better.
He does nothing.
There's always room to get better. He's always working on his instrument.
I'll tell you something that I saw.
Is it true?
He recently did a comedy, Pure Rock Resurrection, and it was god-awful. It was like he didn't prepare at all for it. You don't prepare anything.
Excuse me. It was the very first comeback of the comedy Pure Rock Resurrection.
I think Scare Master's right. I think we wrap this thing up. I think we wrap
up. And
you guys want to do it anymore?
I wasn't supposed to be prepared for it.
Yeah, you were.
Because you put Lisa in charge of the show.
I didn't put Lisa in charge of any show. I didn't.
You stole the license name.
No, I stole it.
He was giving it to him. Shut up, motherfucker!
Your third game in the name.
He's right. And you keep saying that I stole it from somebody. Did you forget to register the name?
Thank you.
Did somebody come to me and say, hey, here is a gift for you. Here is the name, the Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection. You now own it. Did that not happen?
Yes, I know.
All right, and then did I let you use it to do a show with that girl?
Yes.
Yes, I did. So how am I the bad guy?
I might as well just fucking say I'm done.
With what?
With everything.
Really?
The Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection. I guess I'm done.
Scam Master, why are you sitting down in the dumps, buddy?
I could probably get you out of the system.
Is this about Beef Eater Menswear going away? Is that why you're so bummed out?
What?
Why are you so down in the dumps?
Because nothing's going right.
What if I told you this?
Oh, it's like 30 for 30.
Within the next month, what if I told you I could get you a meeting with the system?
I want a parole hearing date.
Okay, fuck you. I just told you some good news, and then you say you're demanding something from me?
I'm asking.
I'm telling you this.
I would like a parole hearing
date. I'm not
going to
give you. How about I tell you in the next month you're going to have a date? Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
I don't know what's going on.
Did you ever thank Hugh A. Craig III for getting your...
For stealing my name?
For stealing your name. You were so ungrateful. Didn't you lose your Facebook and Twitter accounts?
I dumped them.
Didn't you lose your email account? Didn't he get them back for you? And you won't even thank him? You fucking scumbag.
I'm a scumbag.
Even right there. You know how wrong you are, and now you're trying to be funny. You're joking around then, right? You know what he just did? You keep holding up that sign. You're doing great.
You too, Dan.
You're doing great?
You're doing great.
Thank you.
I've been fucked with constantly.
Who's fucked with you? Who's fucked with you? You've made it up in your mind, you blithering idiot. Well, we've got one last thing. You know what? Forget this. This was the worst Perry's movie time ever.
Don says unleash the fury, I'm gonna unleash the fury. Oh!
It's Perry's movie time. It's Perry's movie time. Perry's movie time.
What does that mean?
And if I mean I scream anymore, I'm gonna lose my voice.
What does that mean? Do it again. Do the scream again. Do it one more time. What do you mean you can't?
I can't. My throat's hurting.
Oh, buddy, what happened? What have you been doing to your throat? Your face and your throat. Man, you had some
weekend.
Holy
week.
God, someone's beef eater's got
one
some
week
more.
He's bleeding from the asshole. Now this week he's got a face that looks like someone
Why
grabbed
don't you
some
pace
chains
yourself,
across
buddy.
His face.
I know it's
I know, I gotta go skateboarding.
Take it easy.
It's a new world you've entered, and it's fun as can be.
Yeah, I gotta
but
go
slow down a little bit. Well, all right, that's enough. That was today's.
Did I say I gotta go skateboarding? I gotta go skateboarding.
You retired from skateboarding.
And then I gotta go skateboarding. No, I'm joking about going skateboarding.
Oh, you got
it. I'm in the retirement. I'm in the retirement.
Oh, my God.
Oh, fuck. You still got it. For the whole show, I'm thinking you're upset, and then you make that joke. I think it's now time to do the best thing that we do on this show.
Oh, well, $10 shout-outs?
Nope, we've already done that.
You did that about an hour and a half ago?
It's not an hour.
3 hours ago.
It's not funny at all. So this is where... Well, you know what it is. It's time for Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
Mole's gay?
Okay.
Did you just say Mole's gay? I thought that's why you act the way you do. I could have... Don't you dare.
Perry, why would you joke about something like that?
Is it like Elton John's gay? That's how you started the show, remember?
How would you feel if someone joked about you being gay?
No one's ever done that about Scaremaster. And I could see where they would because, you know, good looking guy. You take care of yourself. You like to walk around with no shirt off. You shave your whole body. Right? You shave your whole body.
Well, anyway, Mole, if you've never heard Mole play before, this is where we play an improv game on the show.
All those dudes at that Denny's?
This is where Mole will come up with a scenario. He will direct the scene. Then he will cast the scene. The only thing we don't know is what's going to be happening on today's Mole play.
Well, we've been talking a lot about Unbroken, the movie story of Louis Zamperini's incredible journey through track superstardom here in Southern California to being the drift at sea and finally being a terrifying Japanese prisoner of war camp under the brutal regime of a vicious guard, Matsuhiro Watanabe. One day he made him, Louis, who was sick with dysentery and all messed up, hold a beam over his head. He could barely stand, but Louis, showing his Italian strength, grabbed the beam and held it over his hand. And Matsuhiro Watanabe tortured him and lashed out at him. Dan, you're going to be Matsuhiro Watanabe, the brutal, vicious Japanese POW camp guard. Scaremaster, you're Louis Zamperini, the World War II hero. Mole play.
What? Say that in English.
He tells him to lift the thing over his head.
Wait, what thing?
The big bar over your head. Here, use this. Use the skateboard deck.
Yeah!
And he has to hold it over there. And while he holds it, Watanabe tortures him.
Just hold it up.
I'm not going to let you hit me again.
He knows that if he drops that, he's going to be dead. And all of his friends are going to be dead. And he karate chops him in the ribs again. But still.
I'm going to bash you upside the fucking head if you.
Louis Zamperini is able to hold the board high above his head. Watanabe is about to hit him, but then he looks into his eyes. And Zamperini looks in his eyes. Their eyes meet. And they kiss.
What is this gay shit about we kiss? We're not kissing. I don't want to go anywhere near him.
Quase me. You
fucking queer.
Quase me.
Just give one.
Get the fuck away from
me. Italian, because he's Italian.
Get the fuck away from me.
Quase me.
No, I'm not going to quase you.
Quase me.
If you want to get a fucking kiss, get it from that queer over there.
Quit your
That's Mole Play.
Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play.
Play. What the fuck, man? You played everything. Yeah, you know,
but it was true to the story. The guy never kissed. They
shit.
Never kissed.
Goddamn right, I'm going to fight it.
In the story, they never kissed. They never end up kissing. So,
is that true?
Yeah.
Is that how it worked?
Do you think the real pretty story, they never, two never kissed.
Was that pretty close to reality, what I just did there?
Well, the fact that you didn't kiss was right on target.
Well, thank you, Mole. Now, I don't know what happened to you today, Perry, but I do know that it wasn't very good. Your Perry's Movie Time, this had the potential to be great. And this could have been a first for you. It could have also been interesting. But once again, you fell far short. And let's be honest. In mole play, you were god-awful. Why? Because you don't give a shit. You don't put any effort into it at all. You deny everything going on. I don't want to forget this because we still need some help in this project. And by help, I mean financial help. We just made the decision today we have to cut our Waterworld scene. So we're going to need some sponsors. Now, for those that you want to help, I should tell you, Apple and Coca-Cola, they've already said no. But if you know someone that would say yes, please, please, please send them our way.
Where are we shooting? At LA Center?
No.
Where?
We'll have to figure that out. We haven't even written the script yet. We're going to have to do that. As we get closer, you'll know about it. I'm going to try within a month, possibly, to try to get you a meeting with the system board. We'll see what can happen there.
Okay.
Now, if you want to get in touch with us on the social network...
You really think we're going to make it that far? You think we'll make it to August?
I don't know. I sometimes...
The Scaremaster's kind of like not into it anymore.
He never
not,
seems to
I'm
be into it.
I'm not into being abused.
Who abuses
but
you?
But you want to still do a pilot or you don't want to do it?
Should we just end it today? Close the store and not do anything?
Look,
what do you think?
I want to be respected.
Who's going to respect you?
Yeah, I see that. I'll never get
okay.
That.
Okay. Do you respect anybody here? I told you... Now, if you may not even remember this... But at the beginning of the show, I said, let me get the show started. And you were yelling.
I was trying
you were
to get
interrupted.
The fact in
okay.
about all that garbage.
Yeah, well, you still got it in, didn't you?
I finally got it in,
yeah.
Thank
well,
you.
Did you think I wasn't going to let you get it in?
I wasn't sure.
Okay. How can people get in touch with you on the social network, Mo?
I'm at Walter Belinsky at It's
called Facebook.com?
That's it's called Facebook.com.
Is it? It's called Facebook. Is that
it's
different
called
than
www.facebook.com?
It's called okay. www.facebook.com.
Now, how
to reach me?
How can people
Scary
get
ScaryPerryProductions.com?
What is that?
That's my home website, Scary Perry Productions.
Oh, really?
Or you can go on ScaryPerryskateboards.com and buy a skateboard deck.
What if they just want to talk to you or insult you?
If they want to just talk, email me at scaryperry. X1050 at
I thought you weren't supposed to give that out.
.com. No, I can give out my email address.
I was told by Tom you weren't going to give it out.
Whatever.
What did Tom tell you?
I don't even remember anymore. It's
I think
so
that
much.
He told you not to give it to everybody. Okay. So you did it again.
Fucked up.
Mary Jane, how can people get in touch with you, you lovely lady?
A with the circle, the Mary Jane style, and watch all my things.
Don't you have a Twitter?
That was Twitter.
Oh, okay. And you can get in touch with me on Simply Don One on Twitter. Facebook is Don Barris. Instagram, Simply Don One. Vine, Don Barris. And don't forget, every Monday night, come by the World Famous Comedy Store at 10 p.m. for the Ding Dong Show. August 15th, you're going to come out here? What?
Can I announce my skateboard company?
You already did.
I did, okay.
Okay. So I guess it's time to say goodbye to the people. Put her there, everybody. Big three! Goodbye.